Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Googe Performing Arts Center, Mountain High Outfitters, and Russell Building Supply. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gutter Pro, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
1 step down, one more step to go here on a Friday night in Auburn, Alabama, here inside Sanford Gymnasium on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. The varsity girls pick up a big-time win over the Dadeville Tigers, and now the varsity boys, coached by head coach William Johnson, are looking to do the exact same thing and compete for an area championship, yes, but to continue their season in the AHSAA postseason. We welcome you in to the Lee Scott Academy pregame show here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Christian Griffin bringing you all of tonight's action on Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, and that Radio Alabama app. Let's take a look at tonight's keys to the game presented by Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. They're serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. First one, continue to share the basketball like you've been doing really, really well recently. The assist numbers as of late have continued to rise. This is a Lee Scott team that averages right around 15 and a half assists per contest, but that number before area play and even working your way through it was right around 13, maybe 14. And when you played 26 games like the Warriors have, they sit at 22 and 4 through the regular season. My goodness, to have a big impact like that shows how well this Lee Scott team values the basketball, shares the basketball, and gives their opportunity for really good looks that find the bottom of the net. Second, don't settle for unnecessary threes here tonight. This is a Dadeville team that you've played twice already, and we'll dive into some of those numbers here in just a moment. But it's a team that you are much more physical than, you are much faster than, and if you have your ball movement around the perimeter in transition, you should not have to settle for too many open threes or too many threes tonight, unless they are open threes. This Lee Scott Academy team shoots it at 54% from two, right around 31-32% from three. So they can knock them down, and especially here inside this building when they get hot. But get 2 feet in the paint, get offensive rebounds, then kick it out for those really good looks around the three-point line. And third, stay healthy if you're Lee Scott Academy. Again, this is a team that you don't want to not share anticipation and excitement for, but a game tonight that you should be able to handle business. Again, these two games in the regular season, they were 93-38 Lee Scott Academy here on January 9th, a historic night inside Sanford Gymnasium. Yes, 93-38, and then you went to the home of the Tigers where you won 82-49. Again, so you feel like you're in a very good spot if you're Coach William Johnson, if you are this Lee Scott Warrior squad, but continue to take care of business. Starters, get in, get out, allow guys to get minutes, make sure that you get your rotations that you'll see with this Coach William Johnson coach squad, and stay healthy. Fourth and final, well, I have four written down, but again, just defending home court, a very simple terminology. You hear a lot about it, but here at Lee Scott Academy, here inside Sanford Gymnasium, you don't lose here on this floor. You don't lose when it says LSA written across the home floor. Many times when you go on the road, they've turned it into where it says LSA written across the half-court timeline. But here, where it actually does, you don't lose inside Sanford Gymnasium. And another thing that I'm looking at on the floor, don't necessarily have it written down, but we'll still continue and call it one of our Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory keys to the game. Looking at it right now, on the Dadeville sideline, warming up, there are 8 players for this team. My goodness, use your tempo, use your advantage, press this team, tire this team out. I don't know if they have a couple guys missing. I see a couple other guys sitting on the bench that may not be active here tonight. And so you feel like that favors the Lee Scott Warriors that play 9, 10, 11 guys. Man, continue to use that. Continue to use your speed as this Lee Scott team plays faster than just about anybody that you'll see in the level of high school basketball as you get up your final warm-up shots here in the pregame show. And my goodness, what a contest that we have for you inside Sanford Gymnasium. Win or go home. It's simple here tonight on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. The varsity girls are going to compete for an area championship in 2 years, or for the second time in as many years, rather. The Lee Scott varsity boys looking to follow suit and do so, and they look to play on Monday night here in 32 or so minutes of game time. We'll take a break, come back, and get you those starting lineups before we count you down to opening tip here on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Now the starting lineups, presented by Auburn Bank on your LSA sports station, Tiger Country 104.5.
Counting you down to opening tip between the Dayville Tigers and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Tonight's starting lineups are presented by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott Warrior Basketball. Standing at 6'3", wearing number 1, a senior in Grayson Haley. A 6'1 senior wearing number 2, Mr. 2000, the Troy Trojan, Mr. Hayden Harper. A 6'3 senior wearing number 10, Mr. William Lyles, and for the keynotes, does have both orange shoes on here tonight. You have a 6'1 senior wearing number 11, Parks Myers, and a 6'3 senior wearing number 22, Cord Zellner. It's the Dadeville Tigers that get the basketball to start the contest. Their first three is no good, but the offensive rebound with Benford, and they'll reset. They get it down low. Layup is off the front of the rim. Fight for the basketball is with Cord Zellner. Outlet to Hayden Harper. 4-on-3 if they want to use it. Harper will slow things down and run a set here in the first 30 seconds of the contest. Hayden kicks it to Haley. Now to William Lyles. Gets to the left elbow. Back out to Hayden Harper. Catch and shoot triple. Yes, sir. Beautiful. An inside-out three, you get paint touches, you get ball movements, and that is one of those good threes that we talked about in the pregame show. It's Tuck that works his way in transition. Left-handed layup is good. Nice shot over Cord Zellner. And Jamarcus Tuck gets his first points of the evening. Almost a 2-1-2 for the Dadeville Tigers to start the night. Kick-out three for Parks Myers. That one he leaves short. 3-2, 6:50. To play in the first quarter. Benford, catch and shoot three is good right in front of the Warrior bench. Hayden Harper now back to Parks Myers, out to Gray Haley. He gets to the free throw line. Kick back out to Harper. Two threes, two knockdowns for Hayden Harper. One from either wing. 6-5 is your score in a high, fast-paced first minute and a half here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Tuck almost turns it over. Harper couldn't track it down. Has to avoid the scorer's table. It'll stay Dadeville Tiger basketball here with 6:24 to play in this first quarter. The first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Basketball sits on the left wing, guarded by Gray Haley. Catch and shoot from Jaden Walton is no good. Cord Zellner, the strong side rebound, gets it to Parks Myers. Now out to Harper. 3-on-1, doesn't matter. He takes it in. Left-handed layup, no. Cord Zellner, offensive rebound, doesn't get it the first time, doesn't get it the second time, but he will head to the free throw line as he is pushed from behind. The 50-50 ball is going the way of Lee Scott right now, and they look to add to their one-point lead with 6:01 here in this opening period. Appreciate everybody for being here with us in Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, and that Radio Alabama app. A referee looking at the scorers table right now, possibly looking at the game sheet. Continuing to see the crowd file in here, and now a technical foul, I believe, is going to be assigned possibly to the Dadeville Tigers if they do not have their scorers highlighted in the score sheet, which I believe is the case, or possibly an incorrect. Maybe some incorrect numbers. So Cord Zellner now stands alone at the free throw line. His first free throw is no good. So it should be two technical free throws, two regular free throws, and then Lee Scott gets the basketball as Zellner can't knock down either free throw. Yeah, so those were the first two from Court. Now Hayden Harper will go and shoot the two technical free throws. And regardless, after this, it should be Lee Scott Warrior basketball. Following the scorer's book technical foul as Harper knocks down the front end. You don't see it too often, and not necessarily a great spot to have one if you're Dadeville. Harper, a couple of dribbles, steps to the free throw line, and confidently knocks down both of them. Hayden Harper, already up to eight, has all eight for the Lee Scott Warriors, and Lee Scott will inbound the basketball at half court with Gray Haley. Gets it to Harper in the backcourt, and he will walk things up, guarded by Jamarcus Tuck. Haley has it at the volleyball line. Dribble handoff to Myers. Dribble handoff to William Lyles. Tried to get it to Haley. Ball was knocked around. Able to get it to go into the hands of Haley. But all the way in the backcourt. William Lyles thought about the three and is going to get called for steps with the jab step, not putting the ball on the floor. Eight to five. Here with 5:41 to play in the first quarter. And a little bit of a football formation with Lee Scott. Or with the Tigers, rather, running a football set. The other four players all start out of bounds. And going to be an inbound violation because it was not after a made shot. You're not allowed to either run the floor or get it to one of your teammates. They tried passing it to your teammates. What you're allowed to do when you run the floor is William Lyles can't connect on a catch and shoot three. Haley, the offensive rebound. Lyles now gets downhill, comes to the jump stop, and the right-handed layup is good. That goes to the keys to the game. Instead of settling, which Lyles could the second time, worked his way down low and got himself 2 points in response in transition. The touch shot from Walton is good. A three-point lead for the Lee Scott Warriors. Harper is doubled, able to get it to Haley. He works his way inside, throws it up, can't get it to go with the right hand. And Benford will clear the rebound. Tigers look to push now in transition. Jamarcus Tuck, right-handed layup is no good, but he's fouled by Parks Myers. And he will go to the line to shoot two, and the four players for Lee Scott get off the bench and make their way to the scorer's table with 5:03, a little bit earlier than you traditionally see it, but maybe the energy right now, not what Coach William Johnson wants to see. As Tuck steps to the line for a couple. First free throw is airball. So there is that substitution. Hayden Harper stays on the floor. The other four will head to the bench. And subbing in, Brooke Zachary, Chapman Harris, Hollywood Watley, and Barrett Cook. Second free throw from Tuck. That one barely grazes the front of the rim. And Brooke Zachary with the easiest rebound he'll get all night. Brings the ball up the floor. 10-7. 3 minutes gone by here in this first quarter. Watley thought about the three. Outlet to Barrett Cook. Now to Hayden Harper. Harris in the short corner. Thought about getting it to a cutting Wyatt Watley. Instead, it's turned over. Tuck in transition. Comes to the jump stop and lays it in with the right hand. 10-9. 4.5 to play in the first quarter. With the Tigers supplying a little bit of half-court pressure. Barrett Cook catch and shoot three. He left it strong. And a fight for the rebound goes to the Tigers. almost a backcourt violation. The Tigers able to get it. Tuck, catch and shoot three right in front of the Warrior bench is an air ball. Barrett Cook will get the rebounds. Outlet to Harper and out of Wyatt Watley in the mint green shoes. Bounce pass to Hayden Harper. Beautiful connection, and Harper lays it in. Harper now with 10 of the 12 here tonight. Outlet pass inside layup for Brennan Holly. Warriors fall asleep on that end. Teams trade buckets. Watley catch and shoot. Barrett Cook, his triple, can't rattle in. Watley skies for the rebound, actually gives it to Burke Zachary. Layup is no good, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Warrior basketball under their own basket. Harper has it in the short corner, may have stepped on the inline. Should have been a blocking foul. But instead, they're going to say that Harper stepped on the baseline. He's trying to plead his case as well, but it'll be a turnover for the Lee Scott Warriors. 3:45 to play in the Dadeville Tigers, who trail 12-11. If they can get a basket, can take the lead. A timeout by the Dadeville Tigers with 3:41. Nice pressure from Barrett Cook and Chapman Harris. Timeout on the floor, a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And apologies for those that are trying to watch this game where you usually do on the Lee Scott Sports Network, whether that's Facebook or YouTube. In the postseason, we do not have permission. Still have to tune in right here on the radio side of things, but hopefully you're having a good time here on this Friday evening if you're not here with us inside Sanford Gymnasium. We appreciate you for being here with us on Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, and that Radio Alabama app. It's 12-11. Lee Scott Academy with a one-point lead here inside Sanford Gymnasium. But right now, you feel like the energy sits a little bit more with the Tigers. He shouldn't be allowed to run the baseline, but he did. No whistle now in transition. A turnover nonetheless. Gives it right back to Lee Scott Academy. Dadeville called timeout, so had to inbound from the same spot and ran the floor like it was a made shot. Chapman Harris tries to feed it inside to Barrett Cook, but he turns it over. Should be a travel, no whistle. Barrett Cook with the rebounds. Ball all the way out by half court. Benford able to get the rebound. Maybe even just grab the ball, not even the rebound. It should be a travel, and is. On Creighton. William Lyles will sub in for Chapman Harris. Hayden Harper walks the ball up the floor with Wyatt Watley. Harper gets it inside the paint, goes to the Euro step. Left-handed layup is a beauty. Hayden Harper now with 12 of the 14. They go right back to that home run style of offense. And Brooke Zachary intercepts it in the front court right to Hayden Harper. He works his way through contact. Right-handed layup is no good, but Harper may have been poked in the eye, hit in the face. He lays underneath his basket. He'll head to the line to shoot two. I'm able to stand up and shake it off, but yeah, has that left eye closed. May have taken a shot to the face. Right now, for Lee Scott Academy, you got to have somebody wake up other than Mr. Hayden Harper. I love the fact that Harper is getting success early. He has 12 of the 14. But that being said, he has 12 of the 14. Make it 13 of the 15 as he's able to knock down the front end. William Lyles, again, after getting his own offensive rebound following a missed three, took it inside and laid it in. The only other points for this Lee Scott Warrior team in this first quarter, 2:57. As Harper knocks down both free throws, he'll make his way to the bench. Jack Fouque will sub in. 16-11. And this may have to be one of those grinded out type of games as Holly gets the inbound to Tuck. But Brooke Zachary and Jack Fouque almost combined for a steal. Fouque has it. Outlet to Barrett Cook. Now to William Lyles and a steal, but a foul from behind is going to be called on Davis McKelvey. So Lee Scott will inbound the basketball under their own basket. Wyatt Watley will inbound it, has William Lyles wide open in the corner. He finds him, catch and shoot, three is money. William Lyles and Hayden Harper now have combined for all 19 here tonight. Jack Fouque gets a steal. outlets to Lyles, has a 3-on-1. He takes it into the teeth of the defense. Right-handed layup is good, plus the foul. Well, Lyles heard me from up here and goes on a 5-0 run in a matter of 10 seconds. And just like that, the Warrior lead is 10, with one more coming at the line from Mr. Orange Shoes, Mr. William Lyles. Harper with 14, Lyles with 7 here tonight, and 3 Willie looking to convert the old-fashioned way on this end of the floor for this trip. And he does. So 6 points again in a matter of 10 or 15 seconds, connected on the 3 in the near corner. Lee Scott gets the steal, gets it right back to him. He works his way inside through contact and reaps the benefits. 22-11. The Warriors now have doubled up the Tigers. Here with 2:25 to play in this first quarter. A nice job by Wyatt Watley, almost forcing the defender Benford to spin back towards the middle of the floor. And Barrett Cook was there maybe a second too late. Knocked out of bounds. Otherwise, would have been a live ball turnover and led to an easy chance at the rim. Instead, it's Dadeville basketball. You hear the Dadeville coach calling for a 5-out. Basketball gets the tuck in the far corner. Blocked from behind by Chapman Harris. Outlet to Wyatt Watley. 4-on-3. Dribble handoff to Barrett Cook. Back to Chapman Harris. Step and shoot 3. Yes, sir! Nice ball movement in transition. And the baseball pass goes to Holly. And a foul on Chapman Harris is going to end up being a really good foul, as Holly was trying to get it to a teammate who, after a dribble or two, was able to lay it in with the right hand. But Chapman Harris, almost like a safety trying to create an ankle tackle with a running back or a receiver, just tripped Holly, not intentionally, but enough to draw a foul, which again is a good thing because the Tigers, they turn it over, get called for the carry with 1:46 to play here in this first quarter. 25-11, just like that. Lee Scott has broken it open here in these last 2 or 3 minutes. Harris, now Watley, now Cook, down low, Brooke Zachary, 1 dribble, right-handed layup is too strong. Chapman Harris there, first chance, leaves it off the front of the rim, second chance leaves it off the front of the rim. Barrett Cook corrals the rebound in the near corner and outlets it to Wyatt Watley and will reset in the half court. Harris thought about the 3. Barrett Cook in the far corner, bounces it out to the top of the key. Now Wyatt Watley, Hollywood, catch and shoot. That one's too strong. But off on the Tigers, goes out of bounds with 1:11 in the first quarter. Warrior basketball, baseline right. And there is Mr. 55, Max Shiver. Big congratulations to Mr. Shiver signing with Jacksonville State in the midweek. Congratulations to him as Chapman Harris can't connect on the long 3. Benford will corral the rebound. A minute to play in the first quarter. Bounce pass to Tuck, pump fake. 18-footer, he actually decides not to take it. Benford will catch and shoot off the right side of the rim. Jack Fouque the rebound. Barrett Cook now looks to push, brings the ball across the middle of the floor. Chapman Harris, nobody picks him up. Catch and shoot 3 from the same spot is too strong. Max Shiver fights for the rebound, gets it back to Harris. Now Watley, now Fouque, catch and shoot 3 is well too strong. We'll call it a pass to Chapman Harris. Barrett Cook, offensive rebound, gets the layup to go and the foul. Barrett Cook's first points of the evening come inside the paint and has a chance at one more at the charity stripe. 27-11. Lee Scott Academy with the lead. 37 seconds here in this first quarter. I still think this Warrior team is settling a little bit more than they need to from the three-point line. That being said, the speed of which they are playing, again, on a very short bench for the Dadeville Tigers, only 8 active players tonight. You can see that really play a factor in the second, third, and fourth quarter. Down low goes the Dadeville Tiger point guard. I don't have a number 1 on my roster. Officially, the last name Woody will head to the line to shoot a couple of free throws with 29.2 for the first one. Able to go down. Maybe that's where the technical foul came in. Second free throw. Too strong off the back iron. Max Shiver skies for the rebound. Gets it to Parks Myers, who just checked in. Tried almost a full court pass to Wyatt Watley. It's intercepted. And Chapman Harris gets run over but wasn't in legal guarding position. He'll pick up a foul, which will put the Dadeville Tigers at the free throw line. Or was that team foul number four? Did they already update it? They did. So it's Tiger basketball, and a jump ball following the inbound gives it to Lee Scott with 20.8. Wyatt Watley, now Gray Haley, Barrett Cook. 16 seconds, 15 seconds. We'll see if the Warriors hold for the final shot. Parks Myers has it in the near corner. Kick out, Barrett Cook. Catch and shoot, triple is good. Barrett Cook now with 6 points to end the first quarter as the ball is knocked out of bounds, but not before the clock hits zeros. Barrett Cook goes on a little 6-0 run with himself, as did William Lyles in that first quarter. And all things said and done, my goodness, what turned into a highly efficient first quarter, as now the officials are meeting. There's no way you're going to say that there's 0.2 on the clock. Wow, they call it foul. Holy cow, okay. So they put 0.3 on the clock, and they call a foul on one of the Warriors. I'm guessing that's going to be on Wyatt Watley. And so, again, with that being the fifth team foul, that'll send Jamarcus Tuck to the free throw line. I didn't see much of a foul, to be completely honest with you. I saw Tuck dive for the ball to try and save it from going out of bounds. He can't connect on the front end. So we will pause our send to the end of the first quarter with the free throw, where that one doesn't hit the rim anyways, so maybe the truest definition of ball don't lie. Wyatt Watley inbounds 0.3. You do have time for a shot. Barrett Cook, the three-quarter heave. Oh my goodness, he almost got it. Oh my goodness. Off the front of the rim and the back iron. Everybody held their breath, not really thinking there was a chance. And what a way that would have been to end the first quarter. Holy cow, Barrett Cook from the free throw line with 0.3, almost threw it 65 feet to end the first quarter. But that will now do it for the end of the first quarter. Lee Scott Academy 31, the Dadeville Tigers 12, and after all things considered, you feel like there's no complaints, but my goodness, all of the scoring took place outside of Hayden Harper in those last 4 minutes. Coach William Johnson's squad out in front big after 8 minutes. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5, and this is the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama, a steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
Second quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. It's Tiger basketball. Layup is no good. Tuck there for the offensive rebound. He'll connect and head to the line to shoot another. A very quick start to the second quarter. 31-14 is the Lee Scott Warrior lead. But Jamarcus Tuck now with 6 here in the contest. He is 0 for 4 from the free throw line. We'll see if that number changes here with the 1, but it doesn't. No broadcaster's jinx here. Shout out Mr. Jacob Goins, voice of Auburn High. Tuck shot that one. That's nothing but net. Net doesn't even move. And now a carry on Parks Myers on the Warriors' first possession of the second quarter. 7:38 to play here in the second. And my goodness, going back to the Barrett Cook. 65-70-foot shot to end the first quarter that did not go in, and so you won't spend too much time on a shot that did not go in as Davis McKelvey gets called for a travel. So the team's trading turnovers here in the second quarter, but Coach Jared Cook showing up a little bit late following the Navy and Red scrimmage on the baseball field. Maybe a little excitement there from Barrett Cook. Didn't go out and play. I talked to him before the game. Parks Myers gets the left-handed layup to go, and he's fouled. His first points of the evening come at the 7:20 mark here in this second quarter. 33-14 is the Warrior lead. But Barrett Cook not able to participate in the Red and Navy scrimmage, Red and Blue scrimmage. But almost saw the baseball arm as Myers converts on the three-point play. The Warrior lead is 20, 40 seconds into this second quarter. Eurostep works his way down low. Layup partially blocked. I believe it was Cord Zellner. Now four on three. Myers to William Lyles. He now works his way into the paint. Right-handed layup. Couldn't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Should stay on this side, and it does. Outlet to Parks Myers. Jab step, works his way left. Able to get to the hole with that strong left hand. Well, Parks Myers now with five in the contest, and a 5-0 run from Myers alone. Tuck has his layup blocked out of bounds. Again, either Cord Zellner or William Lyles, both right there. You've now seen a 6-0 run from Hayden Harper. You've seen a 6-0 run from William Lyles, and now a 5-0 run from Parks Myers. You also saw a 6-0 run from Barrett Cook. As Davis McKelvey cashes in on a three-pointer, William Lyles looked to do the same thing. Got it down low to Cord Zellner. Now Hayden Harper. Gray Haley on the left wing. Tucks the basketball like a running back and gets to his spot and lays it in with the right hand from the left side of the floor. A tough layup, but able to get it to go. Hayden Harper now steals the inbounds pass. Right-handed layup. Can't get it to go. He can't believe it. McKelvey with the rebound. 38-17, 6 minutes to play in the second quarter. Basketball working its way up the floor, guarded by Parks Myers. Left, right wing three, rather. Catch and shoot from Benford, no good. Harper, the outlet pass to Gray Haley, and the left-handed layup is good. And now a timeout on the floor by the Dadeville Tigers. A 30-second timeout means we'll keep it right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. But that means we have time to pause for a station identification right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
Tiger Country 104.5 is a Radio Alabama station, part of the Auburn Networks family. WAUEHD2, Waverly, Auburn, Opelika.
Auburn, Opelika Country, Tiger Country 104.5.
40-17, the Lee Scott Warriors have the lead here at home inside Samford Gymnasium. And rounds one, the do-or-die, win-or-go-home matchup in the first round of the area tournament. Lee Scott continues to grow their lead. Winner of this contest will play the Glenwood Gators right here inside Samford Gymnasium. And the Warriors well on their way here at home as a travel is called on the jump stop by Cale Hanks with 5:46 here in the second. Hayden Harper and Gray Haley bring the ball up the floor. Man-to-man defense. Haley may have gotten away with a carry, but the right-handed layup is good. We continue to talk about the runs by the Warrior squad. A 6-0 run now from Gray Haley, and the lead is out to 25. Catch and shoot three from Cale Hanks off the front side of the rim. Fight for the rebounds with Cort Zellner, and Gray Haley goes into the hands of Creighton, and he lays it in uncontested. Harper now in transition. He draws contact, and Harper, a couple of words for the Dadeville point guard. That's Woody, who we didn't have on our scorers table. Lowered the shoulder on Hayden Harper. Harper didn't necessarily like it. Turned around, and now a technical foul is being called on Woody for turning around and jawing back to Harper. So Hayden Harper Now we'll shoot two technical free throws and his two free throws on the shooting foul. So what another run this could be for the Warriors. First free throw from Harper is good. Hayden's first points here in the second quarter. He had a measly 14 in the first. But my goodness, you could get a third of the way there on this trip to the floor alone. He knocks down the first two free throws. And now some subs come onto the floor. Shouldn't be allowed yet. And there we go. Yeah, now both referees whistling them back to the floor as Harper still has two more free throws. And he knocks down free throw number three. And now the subs will make their way onto the floor. 45-19 is your score as Hayden Harper can't rattle in the fourth free throw. So he goes 3 for 4 on the four-point try. Again, the shooting foul and then the technical foul led to four free throws, and Lee Scott then gets the ball right back. 45-19, 5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Barrett Cook brings the ball across the floor. Now Chapman Harris, his catch-and-shoot three on the right wing is short. Barrett Cook, the offensive rebound, strong rebound, gets it back to Harris, who is standing at the A in half court. Watley now down low. Brooke Zachary flexes the muscles. He gets the layup to go, lowers the shoulder a little bit, and gets the defender off the block. Zachary sees the entire square and lays it up and in. 47-19. Left-handed layup now in transition. Really tough shot from Creighton. And now a steal on the inbounds pass. Right back into the hands of the Warriors. 3-on-none. I guess I should say 3-on-1, as there was a player who was running just about parallel with Brooke Zachary, and he's actually able to knock it out of bounds prior to Zachary being able to outlet it to a Warrior for an easy bucket. 47-21, 4.5 to play in the second quarter. Chapman Harris got the inbounds, thought about the three, kick back to Watley. He doesn't take it. Right back down to Brooke Zachary. He gets double teamed, almost thrown out of bounds. And Benford able to save it and actually throws it off the right side of Brooke Zachary's face and goes out of bounds. So it will be Dadeville Tiger basketball running the length of the floor with 4:15 to play here in the second quarter. Cale Hanks has it on the left wing. His catch and shoot three is too strong. Fouque skies for the rebound. Outlet to Chapman Harris. Harris running left. I'll lie and say that he throws it down instead of a nice little finger roll from Chapman Harris. Benford step in three in transition. Nice box out wide. Watley couldn't gather it, and it goes out of bounds. Right next to Rayleigh Langford, who's made the change into the cheer costume, the cheer outfit, rather. And a little punch for Wyatt Watley, not being able to gather the rebounds. 49-21. 4 minutes to play in the second quarter. Hanks now a catch-and-shoot three on the right wing is too strong. Barrett Cook the rebounds. Now Watley, now Harris thought about the three yet again. Gets it to Wyatt Watley. Was it kicked or did it just go out of bounds? It will be Dadeville Tiger basketball. Thought that the bounce pass to Watley may have been kicked, but instead just an errant pass that rolled all the way down the floor. So the Tigers will inbound under their own basket with 3.5 to play, trailing by 28. Almost a turnover on the inbounds. Sits on the left wing, guarded by Barrett Cook. Thought about the three. Now into the hands of Benford. Guarded by Chapman Harris. Now a step in three. Guarded by Wyatt Watley. Three is well too strong off the back iron. Benford, offensive rebound. Right-handed layup in transition. Couldn't get it to go. But the second chance opportunity is there for Cale Hanks. And he lays it in. 49-23. Whatley bounced past Jack Fouquet, thought about the three. Whatley thought about the three, now drives inside the paint. Right-handed layup from the left side of the rim is good. And Wyatt Whatley now on the board with his first points of the evening. And a stoppage of play. I could not tell you exactly what happened, but I believe the... the scorer for Dadeville, sitting at the scorer's table, has just been ejected from the game. She's throwing her arms up in frustration, and Coach Clay McCall is going to have to kindly exit her from the contest. And, yeah, she is not very happy. She is, I guess, just happily mouthing to the official. She has still not made her way off the floor yet, still standing right by the Dadeville bench, and there seems to be a little bit of drama right now, so I'll take a seat here. Coach Clay McCall trying to play peacemaker just a little bit, trying to de-escalate a situation, but man, the scoring official for Dadeville is not happy right now, and still, again, will not leave the floor. There are now multiple, not quite officials, but well-dressed gentlemen that are kindly guiding the Dadeville scorer to the exits. And as she leaves, she now looks at Coach William Johnson and has words for him. My goodness. So I guess no technical foul is, I guess there wouldn't be, or are they going to rule one? This is bizarre. I don't think I've ever seen anything like this before. 51-23 is the score as we get back to live action with 2:45 to play in the second quarter. She still has not left the building. She's standing at the exit on the far left side as you see it here inside Sanford Gymnasium. But one of the officials is all the way out there saying, we're not going to start play until you leave the contest. Now a couple of the officials are having to, the officers are having to get involved. My goodness. I've never seen anything like that, folks. 51-23 is your score here with 2:46 to play in the second quarter, and the ball is inbounded, and just like that, we resume play as if nothing had ever happened. A lot of head shaking, a lot of confusion here in the gymnasium as the step back three is no good. Barrett Cook skies for the rebound. Zachary in transition. Fouquet catch and shoot. Barrett Cook, his triple from the left wing is good. Barrett Cook now with 9 points in the contest. Wyatt Whatley tried to steal the outlet pass following the inbounds, couldn't get it as he tried to save it from going over the scorer's table. The Warrior lead is 31 here with 2:20 to play in this first half. On-ball defense by Wyatt Whatley. Benford catch and shoot three on the left wing is no good. Cale Hinks can't save it from going out of bounds. Warrior basketball as Chapman Harris subs in for Fouquet. Yeah, that is bizarre. And so official wording from PA announcer Davis McIsaac, who sends the text message from across the floor as Chapman Harris knocks in a three. Harris now with 5 in the contest. Now in transition goes Cale Hanks. Right-handed layup is no good, but William Lyles gets called for the foul with 1:49. The unofficial official wording is she was ejected for running her mouth.
I'll text him and ask what he said and ask him to say every word that she said. Great communication we have here on the Lee Scott Sports Network inside Samford Gymnasium. Having a great time here on this Friday evening as Hanks knocks down the front end. We'll see if I get a response. Second free throw from Hanks is good. We asked Davis what she said, and he said he can't repeat it, but everything you could possibly think of. So we will stick with that. Harris kick out Hollywood Watley. His three-pointer is good. Watley now with 5 points. 90 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Warriors turn it over in transition. Goes Woody, and he's able to get it to go off the glass. 60-29 as we approach a minute to play. William Lyles gets to the top of the key. Chapman Harris, same spot. Can't get the same result. Lyles skies for the offensive rebound. Kick out Hollywood for three. Yes, sir! Watley with back-to-back triples, 63-29 here in the second quarter. Poked from behind by Brooke Zachary. Goes off of Wyatt Watley's chest out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball under their own basket. Max Shiver will check in for Brooke Zachary with 55.3 here in the second quarter. Catch-and-shoot three from McKelvey is no good. Bodies are on the floor. Saved from going out of bounds into the hands of Benford. Floater off the glass is good. 42 seconds here in the second quarter. Lee Scott 63, Dadeville 31. Harris has it inside the free throw line. William Lyles catch and shoot three is off the back iron. Too strong. Barrett Cook, the offensive rebound. Back out to Chapman Harris. One more to Watley. Heat check for Hollywood. He got another one. Watley now with 11 in the second quarter alone. 16 seconds to play in the second. He now gets a steal. Has it in transition. Throws it up. Gets it to go with the right hand and the foul. Wyatt Watley, 13 points here in this second quarter. And all of them coming in the last 2.5 or so minutes. I thought they had called a foul. I guess they did not. 8.7 to play in the second quarter. Baseball pass almost intercepted by Max Shiver. Left-handed layup from Hanks is good. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 2 seconds. William Lyles catch and shoot from half court. Oh, couldn't get it to go off the glass. But my goodness. What a first half by the Lee Scott Warriors. Offensive efficiency is an understatement. They lead it 68-33 after 16 minutes of play. And when we come back, we'll welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. We'll dive into the first half stats. And my goodness, talk about what a first half this was by the Lee Scott varsity boys, the Warriors. 16 minutes away from a date with Glenwood in the area championship. For the second time in as many years, 68-33. We welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. After this two-minute break, you're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5, and this is the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up, but now? My joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do-It Center at Building Supply.
Members, our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs, located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
My goodness, not too many words to describe the first half that we just saw by the Lee Scott Warriors here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Your score at the halftime break. Lee Scott 68-33 over the Dadeville Tigers as we welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. It was early and often for the Lee Scott Warriors. It was Hayden Harper who carried the Warriors through the first 5 minutes or so in the first quarter. He had 12 of the first 14 points by this Lee Scott squad. He leads all scorers with 17, which we'll get to here in just a moment. But a little bit of a challenge here on the radio, and I guess they played it over the speakers, and I didn't hear it. I asked the Lee Scott Warriors, the rest of them, to wake up a little bit because it felt like there was a lot of settling. It felt like there was a lot of lazy possessions, lazy shots in those last 2 or 3 minutes of the first quarter. And my goodness, the entire 8 minutes of the second quarter, offensive efficiency does not explain this first 16 minutes that we have seen inside Samford Gymnasium. 68-33. As halftime stats tonight are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Just going down my score sheet on the roster side of things, Gray Haley, he has 6. Hayden Harper has 17. Chapman Harris has 8. Barrett Cook with 2. Wyatt Watley has 13. All 13 of those coming here in this second quarter, and all 13 of those in a span of about 2 or 3 minutes. William Lyles has 8, and all 8 of those coming in those first 8 minutes. Parks Myers with 5. Barrett Cook has 9. And my goodness, you've seen 4 or 5 Warriors already that have gone on 6-0, 8-0 runs in those first 16 minutes. 68-33 is your score here in round 1 of the area tournaments. The 1 seed and the 4 seed, Lee Scott and Dadeville. It was a 93-38 win the first time these teams matched up inside Samford Gymnasium. You're looking at a little bit more scoring for the Dadeville Tigers, but my goodness, you're looking at what could be an even more historic night for the Lee Scott Warriors here in this contest. Again, the scoring numbers 6, 17, 8, 2, 13, 8, 5, and 9 for this Lee Scott Warrior squad. No need to necessarily take it to break and come back and tell you what the Warriors need to do in this second half. And you hate to make it sound like this, but if you continue to do what you're doing, you're going to win this game rather easily. I mean, you feel like that would hopefully be the case regardless, but Coach William Johnson, a good enough coach and a better coach than myself to still have a big-time strategy for this Warrior team in the second half. But, man, a lot of these answers for the keys to the game, but staying healthy continues to be one of the biggest ones. If you're the Lee Scott Warriors, the starting 5, the starting 7 or 8, continue to do what you need to do in these early minutes. Continue to dominate the start of the second half. Let some other guys get some big-time minutes, get a couple shots up, and get out of here with a date with the Glenwood Gators. Again, as the Glenwood Gator varsity girls and varsity boys pulled off really nice wins over the Beulah Bobcats. And so the varsity girls already have a date set on Monday evening with the Glenwood Gators. The varsity boys for Lee Scott Academy well on their way to another one in there as well. When we come back, we'll get you underway with the start of the second half here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 68-33 as we wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. We remind you one more time that the Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. 68-33 here inside Samford Gymnasium. We're back with the start of the second quarter right after this here on Tiger Country 104.5.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Googe Performing Arts Center on Tiger Country 104.5.
Start of the second half here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. It was Gray Haley who couldn't connect on a three-pointer to get the night started in the second half. Neither can the Tigers in their first possession. William Lyles running the length of the floor. A foul on the floor will be called on the reach-in with 7:33 to play here in the third. The same starting five for the Lee Scott Warriors on the floor. You would imagine, again, just handling business the first couple of minutes as Lyles kicks it out to Hayden Harper. Line drive, three-pointer, no good. Cord Zellner fights for the rebound and gets it out to Parks Myers as he falls to his backside. And Hayden Harper is going to get called for the travel, shuffling his feet with 7:23 here in the third. 68-33 is your score. 30 seconds into this third quarter, my goodness. You take the baseball mentality, save some of these triples, save some of these points for Monday night if you need to, but why not have a historic one here inside Sanford Gymnasium. And Parks Myers is going to get called for fouling the three-point shooter well after the three was already on its way down from the rim. But it'll be Creighton, who's had a solid night here tonight, will step to the line for three. First free throw rattles in and out. Approaching 8:30 here Central Time on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Appreciate you for being here with us on Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, and that Radio Alabama app. Second free throw is no good. The third and final free throw is good. So Warriors here at home now have doubled up the Tigers. It's 68-34. Harper has it on the left wing. Kicks it all the way to the far corner with Gray Haley. His layup no good. Parks Myers slapped across the face. No whistle, but able to get the offensive rebound. Well, back out with Hayden Harper. Gets the on-ball screen from Cord Zellner. Now Haley, now Myers. Now William Lyles works his way through contact and kisses it off the glass. William Lyles, a nice move, and Mr. Orange Shoes back on the score column here again tonight. He has 10 as Tuck's floater in response is no good. It rolls out of bounds. It'll be Warrior basketball with 6:26 here in the third quarter. Harper, the outlet to court, or the inbounds, or the throw ahead pass to Cord Zellner goes in and out of his hands. A turnover now. Tuck has it on the right wing. Now in the corner. Now Benford, who thought about the three, will dump it down low to Jamarcus Tuck. Has his layup blocked from behind by Cord Zellner. Offensive rebound with Benford is no good. And then Harper throws it away. Now Tuck, right-handed layup. No, but he's fouled. And he'll head back to the line. And a very quick early substitution for Coach William Johnson, not loving what he's seeing in the first 2 minutes and 4 seconds. It'll be a full soccer sub, five in, five out. All five Warriors in white will make their way to the bench. A luxury for Coach William Johnson, yes, but maybe not necessarily the way that he was intending on using it here in this second half. So the full subs, Zachary, Fuque, Cook, Harris, and Watley. The five now on the floor for Lee Scott Academy. Tuck goes 1 for 2 from the line. The lead is 35 for the Warriors. Watley brings the ball across half court. Gets it to Chapman Harris at the volleyball line. No look pass to Fuque in the corner. Back to Harris at the top of the key. They're trying to get it to Brooke Zachary in the middle of that zone, but guarded by McKelvey. It's Whatley, catch and shoot right in front of the Warrior bench. He gets another one. Wyatt Whatley had 13 at halftime. Quickly back into the contest. He now has 16. Brooke Zachary gets a steal. 4-on-1 for the Warriors. Whatley throws it up. Chapman Harris catches it and gets it off the glass. A nice Lee Scott Academy lob, if you will. And Brooke Zachary, yet another steal. He runs the length of the floor. Nobody picks him up. Kick out. Barrett Cook for three. He knocks down another one. Barrett Cook now with 12. And worthy of an apology on that call as Fouquet almost gets a steal. Instead, it goes to Chapman Harris, and Wyatt Whatley all by himself will get it to go with the left hand. It was 70-35, 30 seconds ago. Just like that, it is now 80-35 with 4.5 to play in the third quarter. Timeout on the floor. It'll be a full timeout. We will take one with them. 80-35, Lee Scott Academy here at home inside Sanford Gymnasium. We're back with the final 4.5 right after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Lee Scott Academy basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5.
Following the timeout, it was Woodby that got the ball, getting downhill. Layup was no good, but he was fouled. The first free throw is no good, too strong. Off the back iron. Here inside Sanford Gymnasium, Lee Scott and Dadeville doing battle. The one seed versus the four seed in the first round of the area tournament. An empty trip for Woodby and the Tigers. Fouquet, the rebound, gets it out to Harris. A little jab step, running right now back to his left, lowers his shoulder, and he's hit across the head. He'll head to the line to shoot a couple with 4:13 remaining in the third quarter. 80-35 is your score. Lee Scott Academy out in front. Again, here in the third quarter, halfway through it. The varsity girls already have a date with the Glenwood Gators here inside Sanford Gymnasium. The Lee Scott varsity boys well on their way to another one as well. As Harris converts on the front end. Second free throw too strong, tapped around. And Jamarcus Tuck will secure the rebound. In transition, left-handed layup, no. Fouquet the rebound, 3-on-1. Brooke Zachary, no look pass. Barrett Cook comes to a jump stop and lays it in with the left hand. Barrett Cook now with 5 here in the third. He's up to 14 here tonight. Nice to see him getting into the score column, as well as Wyatt Whatley. Both of those guys, I feel like, have struggled here recently trying to find the bottom of the net. Left-handed layup from Tuck is no good. Tries to get his offensive rebound, but kicks it out of bounds into the front row of the cheerleaders. And a full sub for the Warriors. Apology is going to have to get a couple of these names here for you. We know Watch Johnson, we know Neil Reams, I know Max Shiver, a couple other Warriors now on the floor for Lee Scott Academy. 83-35. Neil Reams doing the ball handling. In the far corner for the Warriors, out to Watch Johnson on the right wing. He works his way, splits a couple defenders, couldn't get the layup to go. And the Tiger, who was on the floor, able to gather the rebound. And he'll call timeout as he gets blitzed. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take a timeout here on the floor with him. 83-35, 3:09 to play here in the third quarter. And we're back with the final 3 minutes right after this. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5.
Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend it to anyone. If you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 3 minutes left in the third. As Tuck works his way in transition, can't get the layup to go, but he's fouled. He'll head to the line to shoot a couple. Apologies again, trying to get a couple of the names here that are on the floor for the Warriors. A very deep bench here tonight. A couple guys making their first trips onto the varsity floor. The first free throw from Tuck is good. That is number 24, Jackson Walker, and number 50, Clayton Burns, who are on the floor, along with Max Shiver, Neil Reams, and Watts Johnson. Tuck goes 2 for 2 from the stripe, 83-37. Shiver gets the ball at the top of the key. Now Reams. Now out to Burns, runs his way towards the middle of the floor, can't get the layup to go. Now a carry on the other end with Cale Hanks. We'll give it right back to Lee Scott Academy. Hanks lost the ball and took 2 or 3 steps before trying to continue the dribble around his shoulders. So Reams will bring the ball up the floor. Now to Walker on the left wing. He comes to a jump stop. Tries to get it to Watts Johnson, almost intercepted. Watts now running baseline, kicks it down to a cutting Jackson Walker. Layup won't go. And the rebound with the Tigers. 2:20 to play, 83-37. The Lee Scott Warriors with the lead. Tuck lowers his shoulder, can't get the layup to go. It's tipped out into the hands of Woodby. This long catch and shoot three is no good. And Clayton Burns will head to the line. The layup no good, but we'll have the chance to earn him at the free throw line with 2:04 here in the third. And he knocks down the first one. Second free throw on the way. Too strong off the back iron. And Tuck will run his way up the floor for the Tigers. Euro step in transition. Couldn't get it to go. Max Shiver with a strong rebound. Outlet to Jackson Walker. Now to Watts Johnson. Thought about the three. Didn't take it. Kick back out. Jackson Walker will take it. Leaves it short. A fight for the rebound. Watts Johnson able to get it at the top of the key. Kick out. Neil Reams in the far corner. Can't get that one to go, but yet again, an offensive rebound for Clayton Burns. Now the floater from Burns in the middle of the floor. He can't get it to go. And the rebound with the Tigers. They will slow things up. The Warriors lead it 84-37 with a minute and 20 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Tuck has it in the short corner, now to the middle of the floor, and able to throw it up and in with the right hand. 70 seconds to play here in this third quarter. Walker brings the ball up the floor. Kick out to the far corner. Clayton Burns for three. He got it. Clayton Burns, his first bucket of the night. He now has four here tonight. And watch, Johnson gets a steal. Knocked out of bounds by the Tigers with 50.7 here on the clock. 87-39. As Walker has it on the left wing, gets to the top of the key, dribble handoff with Reams. He's running left, left-handed layup, no. But he's fouled and will head to the line to shoot a couple. Seconds to play here in this third quarter. Lee Scott Academy 87, Dadeville 39. First free throw is no good. You feel that every single shot attempt right now has a little bit of extra motivation as the Lee Scott Warriors, both the fans and the players, all have a number in mind. Second free throw can't rattle in and out. Max Shiver, offensive rebound, no. Walker with the rebound. Clayton Burns can't knock down another three. Man, he thought that one looked good from the far corner. In transition are the Tigers, 30 seconds to play. Right-handed layup is blocked, knocked out of bounds. Should be Lee Scott Warrior ball, and is. 28.6 here in the third quarter. Dribble handoff to Burns. Now watch Johnson. Hand off to Max Shiver. Right-handed layup is good. Max Shiver gets in the scoring column with 12 seconds to play. Johnson almost another steal on Hanks, and now a blocking foul. We'll send Hanks to the free throw line, as that's the fifth team foul for the Lee Scott Warriors here in this third quarter. Three dribbles and a deep breath for Hanks, and the first free throw is good. Cale Hanks now with six here tonight. The second free throw can't rattle home. Offensive rebound, layup, no. Tuck right there for the third chance opportunity, and he is fouled by Max Shiver. He will now head back to the free throw line with 5.3 remaining in the third. is your score. Lee Scott Academy looking for a historic night here inside Samford Gymnasium. First free throw was no good. As we approach the 9 o'clock hour here, Central Time on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Second free throw from Jamarcus Tuck is short. Offensive rebound and the tip-in is good. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Watch Johnson from the opposite volleyball line is short. And that is how the third quarter will come to a close. You've seen two three-quarter, half-court shots almost go down in the first two quarters, so why not almost expect another one to end the third quarter. 89-42 is your score after three quarters here inside Samford Gymnasium. We're back with the final eight right after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's googeecenter.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Start of the fourth quarter here on Lee Scott Sports Network. Dayville turns it over on their first possession. Neil Reams has it running the middle of the floor. Kick out. Watts Johnson. Far corner three. Can't knock it down. Fight for the rebound. Squirts all the way out near the volleyball line. And Max Shiver able to belly flop onto it. And a jump ball will keep it on this side of the floor with the Warriors. And Wyatt Whiteley brings the mop out to the middle of the floor. Gets the round of applause. A couple of Lee Scott Warriors checking on the basketball as well. All fun here inside Sanford Gymnasium tonight. 89-42. Reams the inbound. So Clayton Burns now. Watts Johnson gets downhill. Kicks it to Walker. Now out to Reams. Gets to that left hand. Left-handed layup is good. Neil Reams' first points of the night come to start the fourth quarter at the 6:45 mark. 91-42. And everybody continues to eye the scoreboard just a little bit as Benford hits a catch-and-shoot three off the screen from the top of the key, 91-45. Jackson Walker now at the top of the floor, out to Burns. Now Reams on the right wing. Short corner jumper from Jackson Walker. He left it short, and McKelvey skies for the board. 6 minutes to play here in this fourth quarter. Lee Scott 91, Dadeville 45. Watts Johnson, nice on-ball defense, forces Benford to pick it up. Able to get it to his point guard, Woodby. Reverse layup, no good. Second chance opportunity, no. Benford, no. And Shiver now with the rebound. Outlet pass to Watts Johnson, who's all by himself. Pump fake. Second chance opportunity is good. As Watts Johnson gets on the scoring column, 93-45. And Benford dribbles it off his foot out of bounds. It's Lee Scott Warrior basketball. The Warrior bench has not sat down here tonight since coming off the bench. Again, the starting eight or nine guys watching their teammates do work. Watts Johnson, catch and shoot three, is well too strong, knocked out of bounds. They'll say it was out on Max Shiver. The entire Warrior bench asking for a review with 5:15 to play here in this fourth quarter. Watts almost gets a steal, but it goes back into the hands of Tuck. Now McKelvey, sidestep, dribble, step back, three is too strong. Offensive rebound now into the hands of Benford, right wing three. He left it short. Neil Reams will clear the rebound. 5 minutes to play. Clayton Burns, right-handed layup is good, plus the foul. Or are they going to call it offensive? No. Apologies, there was a layup from Burns. And then a technical foul was assessed. I thought it was an and one. It was all in one motion, but I believe that was the second technical foul on Woody. And if that's the case, that's his second. He'll have to head to the exits. The first free throw from Clayton Burns is good. Burns now with seven here tonight. Halfway through this fourth quarter on the hot clock, Burns goes 2 for 2 from the stripe, and the Warriors are 3 points away from hitting the century mark. And no way you go for a two here. You're jacking up threes if you're Lee Scott Academy. Reams has it with the left hand, gets the screen from Max Shiver. Now to Watts Johnson. He works his way into the paint. Jump stop, give and go with Shiver. Right-handed layup is good. I stand corrected, but a beautiful pocket pass to Max Shiver. 99-45. And Watts Johnson now with a reach-in foul on Benford. That's the first team foul. The second apologies on the Warriors here in this fourth quarter. 99-45 with 3 minutes to play here inside Samford Gymnasium. Benford gets to the free throw line. Turnaround jumper is well short, but he falls to the floor. They're going to call it on the landing on Neil Reams, landing in the little shooter's restricted zone. And so Benford now will head to the line to shoot a couple with 2.5 to play on a running clock. And right now, Lee Scott Academy is just begging for Benford to go ahead and shoot the free throws. Give him 2 points. A little 1-for-2, 1 free throw, 2 points. He leaves the first one short. 2:20 to play. Benford. A spin in his hands, 2 dribbles, another spin. The second free throw is good. 99-46. Warriors now look to push in transition. Watch, Johnson has it. Catch and shoot, 3 at the top of the key. No. Max Scheiber, right-handed layup. He got it. Warriors cross the century mark here with 1:55 to play. 101-46 here inside Samford Gymnasium. Turnaround jumper from Cale Hanks is good. My goodness. History here tonight. Burns has it in the short corner. Kicks it out to Jackson Walker at the top of the key. A couple of dribble moves now. Neil Reams out to Watch Johnson. He'll catch and shoot it once again. Leaves it strong off the back iron. And a fight for the rebound goes to Benford with 1:20 to play here in the contest. His walk-in three can't get the shooter's roll. Max Scheiber the rebound. Watch Johnson will now slow things up in the half court as we approach 60 seconds to play here in round one between Lee Scott and Dadeville. Watch Johnson standing at the L at half court. Max Scheiber catch and shoot, 3 from the right wing is well too strong. Only catches the backboard with 55 seconds. Hanks, a little dribble move on the right wing. Now Benford gets to the short corner. Turnaround jumper is well too strong. Knocked out of bounds. I believe they're going to get all Max Scheiber, so it will stay Tiger basketball. Benford has it. Step back three is blocked by Watts Johnson. 30 seconds to play. He'll slow things down in the half court. Just trying to dribble everything out right now. 20 seconds to play, and you can see Coach William Johnson signaling to his team to battle things out. And that'll do it here tonight inside Samford Gymnasium. The Lee Scott Warriors make history. They cross the century mark. They win it 101-48. Here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap up this historic round one matchup and set the scene for Monday night as the Lee Scott varsity girls and varsity boys will take on the Glenwood Gators for the second time in as many years. And look for the area crown. Lee Scott Academy 101-48. They win it. And we'll come back to talk about it here in 2 minutes on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work.
Society's Glue Guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to the Ziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
A historic night here inside Samford Gymnasium comes to a close with a 101-48 win over the Dadeville Tigers. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Man, what a night it was here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. It was a little dramatic on Monday morning where we had to wait for the varsity girls coin flip between the Dadeville Tigers, and Lee Scott didn't necessarily win it, but you happily won the result here hosting the varsity girls area tournament. And it was Coach Corey Harrison's squad that comes away with a big-time win. They win it 65-26 over the Dadeville Tigers. It was Clark Ivett that had 25 to lead all scorers in that contest. And then you flipped over to the varsity boys side of things, and my goodness, did they just continue to keep it going. You had a midweek loss at Thompson to end the regular season. You finished 22-4. You used that motivation, my goodness, here in the first couple of games. I guess the girls didn't play Thompson, but here in the first couple of minutes, at least with Hayden Harper in this contest, he had 12 of the first 14 points. And after that, the rest of this Lee Scott Academy Warrior team absolutely woke up. And my goodness, the offensive efficiency in that first half, it was 68-33 at the halftime break. 68 points in 16 minutes is absolutely absurd. Final lines for all of the Lee Scott varsity boys. Gray Haley finishes with 6. Hayden Harper with 17. Chapman Harris with 11, Brooke Zachary with 2, Wyatt Watley is your leading scorer tonight. He finishes with 18, William Lyles in double figures with 10, Parks Myers with 5, Neil Reams with 2, Barrett Cook with 14, Max Shiver with 6, Burns with 8, and Cord Zellner with 2 in there as well. My goodness, a historic scoring night for the Lee Scott varsity boys, 101-48. And what more could you ask for in round one? A win or go home, and you got the best from both of these squads. Coach Corey Harrison and the varsity girls, Coach William Johnson and the varsity boys. Both of these teams inside Samford Gymnasium didn't want to be one and done. You know they weren't going to be one and done. They don't lose on this floor. And my goodness, you hope that that trend continues as both teams, the varsity girls and the varsity boys, will compete for an area championship for the second time in as many years in the AHSAA, and they will do it against the Glenwood Gators for as many times as many years for a 3A AHSAA Area 6 crown. And most importantly, both of these teams will advance to the postseason. Now it's just the fight for the one seed versus the two seed. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and give you the full scene on that side of things so you can join us here inside Samford Gymnasium, or you can join us on Tiger Country 104.5. We'll tell you all about it when we come back. 101-48. The Lee Scott varsity boys are victorious over the Dadeville Tigers. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5, and we're back to wrap it up right after this.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration. Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Here inside Sanford Gymnasium as the Lee Scott varsity girls and varsity boys host the area tournament for the second time in as many years and get two big time wins over the four seeded Dadeville Tigers, 65-26 over the varsity girls side of things, and 101-48. Coach William Johnson's squad puts up the century mark and then some in a big time win over the Dadeville Tigers. Both of these seasons will continue for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors as they hunt for an area championship and a deep run into the postseason. And for some of the details for that Monday night area championship, the girls are set for a 5 o'clock tip-off. The boys will be set for 7 p.m. And so we hope that you will join us, whether that's inside Sanford Gymnasium. My goodness, you're going to have to get here early if you want a seat. Last time out at Glenwood, or versus Glenwood here, it was standing room only, and then some. You saw Glenwood return the favor. Again, all four corners of this place will be absolutely packed with trophies on the line with Lee Scott and Glenwood. Sound familiar? AISA foes turned into the AHSAA, and just about every single time they meet, my goodness, it feels like there is a trophy on the line. Both of those teams will continue in the postseason, but a fight for the one seed to come out of this region will be between the Glenwood Gators and the Lee Scott Academy Warriors. And that is when our next broadcast will be, again, right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 5 o'clock is the tip for the varsity girls side of things. We will go live right around 4:45 right here on your home for Classic Country Hits, Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. Once again, we would like to thank you for listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the home of the Warriors, Tiger Country 104.5. The Lee Scott varsity girls win it 65-26. The varsity boys win it 101-48. And until Monday night when we compete for a trophy for everybody at Radio Alabama, everybody at Auburn Network, and everybody here at Lee Scott Academy, I'm Christian Griffin, and until Monday night, stay safe, have a great night, have a great weekend, and it's a great night to be a Warrior.